Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Esposito. My name's Tom, I'm the DM for the game, and I thought we could start by getting to know each other a little bit better. Hey, how are you? How you doing? Last time we left off as the party were just heading into the Sim, or the Sylvain Intergalactic Matrix. It's essentially the game's version of the internet. So far, the publishers of Espogenesis haven't released the rules for the Sim, or how it will work, what it'll even look like. So, you know, unlike the other episodes, which have obviously gone as smooth as silk and exactly how we expected, today we're breaking a little bit of new ground. And I've got to say, it's been really fun for me to plan, to think out. It's also been really fun for the guys to play, I think, so hopefully you're going to enjoy it too. So, when the Espogenesis rules turn up for the Sim, you'll have to forgive us if it looks nothing like this. That said, Alligator Alley or Rich Lascaflair, if you're listening, give us a shout. Maybe we can come to some kind of deal, right? Fuck it. Anyway, guys, I'll leave you to today's adventure. Thank you so much again to everyone for listening. We're just a few nerds from England jumping on the podcast bandwagon. As usual, there's more information at esposito.wordpress.com. Lots of maps and a bit of backstory, all managed by Jefferson Knight, John, who basically does all the online sort of stuff, including our Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So find those by searching for Esposito. Please do subscribe, and more importantly, please leave us a review. It's the only way that we get our name out across the real life internet. But now, on with the show.
Last time on Esposito.
There's a silence and then a loud bang with the sound of a body hitting the floor, and you see the sharply dressed man with the shock of silver hair pulls up his pistol and he points it, and there's this shot is followed by the sound of another body on the floor. Arthur slumps down, and the sharply dressed man turns to someone just off camera. If we don't know the code, get her to rip it out. The screen quickly changes to a brief video of a Promethean in armour. You quickly realise it's Pax, and you see him hacking off the head of a blurred out corpse, and then kicking a small blurred out object, which flies off the edge of the screen. As the visor comes down, everything goes black. You see a few small lines of text appear. 3, 2, 1. And then the text fades away and says, "Welcome." Okay, shall we play some Esposito?
Yes.
Everyone ready for Esposito? Okay. You having fun yet?
riveting.
Where we left off, you had just entered a back alley sim institution called the Sim Dive. Quite a shady looking place, quite low quality equipment, quite dirty, down the side of an alleyway. And you went in there, you briefly met the proprietor, Ben, who hooked you up with some chairs with some very basic equipment.
I feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, he got super creepy.
He got very creepy.
So you got into the chairs and you booted up into the sim, and that's where we left off. As the words appear on the screen in front of you, there's a black background, and the words "Welcome to the Sylvain Intergalactic Matrix" slowly fade away, and your blurred vision slowly comes into focus. You are alone in a room. The roof and walls are a grey, featureless colour. It's about 3 metres by 3 metres, and the ceiling seems quite low. It's a very small box of a room. In the centre of the wall in front of you is a plain white door. And to your left is a small chest, grey and plain, exactly the same colour as the walls. And you're wearing a plain grey jumpsuit. All of your equipment is gone, but you still seem to look like you. On the other side of you is a small pedestal, about 3 feet high, and on top of it sits a little red button. And there's a little plaque beneath it, and it just says "Press to exit." It takes you a few moments to get used to the movement of your body in the sim. And every movement seems to happen just a fraction of a second after you do it. The latency is a bit distorting at first, but you start to get used to it. And you feel that the substandard equipment that you've hired might impede you slightly as you navigate your way around the sim. And that's where you wake up in this in the middle of this room.
So are we in this room together, or are we each in our own version of this room?
You can't see each other. You're all in your own individual rooms.
Okay. Are we able to, like, choose an avatar for ourselves as we're represented?
Currently, you just look like you. From what you know, there's ways to customise your appearance. Currently, you just look like you.
Can I get the grey box?
Yeah, so you go towards the box and you sort of reach out to it. And as soon as you touch it, your entire body freezes, paralysed. And however you move, your body doesn't respond. And you just stand there, rooted to the spot, with your hand outstretched. And about a second later, a black square appears in front of your eyes, just above the container, with the word inventory.
What's in the inventory?
It's blank.
I'm going to sprint out the door. There's a door, right?
Yeah, there's a door. No, that's it. This is the sim. The door is cracked up for me.
Oh, great.
A little virtual reality room.
Whilst Pax sprints out of his door, I'm just going to step out of mine. Wait, can I step through it? Is it a physical door or...
I mean, I'm going to let Pax... Pax, how do you interact with it? When you say you sprint, do you just sprint into the door or...?
Oh, I go head first, straight through it, at top speed.
So you crash into the door, you run towards the door and you crash into it. You actually feel a bit of a thud on you as the visor that you're wearing transfers the signals into your body and your brain believes them. But the door does fly open and you emerge into a large cavernous lobby. Hundreds of feet above you is a glass roof spanning over a huge atrium filled with trees, shops, benches, and you can see people of all races moving around you. Some of them are wearing workwear, some of them wearing power armor, swimsuits, combat exoskeletons. There's basically every single type of race, person and clothing all milling around you. You look around, Pax, you see just opposite you, you see Jefferson has just appeared as well in front of you, looking quite calm. The walls of the lobby are lined with circular doors which open and close, a bit like the aperture of a camera, and each of them lead to another far-flung corner of the sim. And there's entire worlds, from what you can see, dedicated to various video games, books, and other elements of pop culture. There's worlds devoted to recipes, cat videos. There's one door with a big screen above it playing a game of zero-G polo. You can see News World, Adult World, Renaissance World, and several... there's some which just seem dedicated to storing the centuries of information gathered from hundreds of different cultures and races. The doors all lead to shuttle stations, which can take you across the sim to various places. And along the centre of the lobby are several small stalls back-to-back. You see one stall made of brushed metal with a thick window of reinforced glass. Behind it is a holographic robot storekeeper. There's one next to him, which is there's a holographic smith sat banging an anvil with some Renaissance music pumping out of some unseen speakers. You see some holograms working on a broken down battle mech in the background. And there's several different stores basically selling skins, vehicles, equipment. And there's a few more places. Down at the bottom, you see a glass-fronted building with some people inside it. And there's a sort of news ticker as well going around the top, basically giving all the various news coming around from the sim.
Cool. So do we know roughly where something like this video that we want to share would have the biggest impact?
I mean, will you tell me? I mean, you can see some terminals by the side which look like regular computers that you could probably do some information searching on to try and help you out. But you tell me where you want to go.
Can we not just send it to news outlets, like in the news world?
I feel like we need to go, like, a little underground as well.
The dark web. Like, the dark sim.
Speak to the skins guy.
You want to speak to the skins guy?
Yeah. I have a very pressing question for him.
Okay, well, let's let Aaron fuck about on the internet first.
Bound to happen.
I'll be 5 minutes.
I doubt it.
He comes
eight
back
hours,
covered
eight
in
hours
blood.
Later.
Ozan, you make your way over to a small cubicle which has all sorts of different styles of clothing and pictures of different races and different types of armor, stuff like that, which is called Skins with a Z. It's very cool. And yeah, you can go over there and sort of type into a terminal whatever you're looking for and find that usually in there.
With a single finger, I slowly punch into the keypad the word penguin.
Okay. So you type penguin into the title, and it comes up penguin costume, 5 credits.
I click buy.
You see a little pop-up window in front of you, and it says penguin skin bought. Would you like to apply this?
I click yes.
Instantly, you don't feel it, but you see your hands and feet changing, and all of a sudden, you morph into Danny DeVito from the Warner Brothers Batman.
Not this penguin. This is awful.
You are now Oswald Cobblepot from Batman Returns.
I go back to the terminal. Are there any more options for the penguin, or just
below it? There is an emperor penguin skin.
No, that's not what I want either. Skip. I go back to the.
There's a rock copper penguin as well.
I go back to the selection page and type in cartoon robot penguin.
Pingu.
I delete my previous selection and I type in Pingu.
A Pingu skin does appear for another 5 credits.
I smash that buy button.
And a little window pops up. Purchase confirmed. Would you like to apply this skin?
Hell yeah.
And for the onlookers, the rest of you, you see this horrible scenario of Danny DeVito dressed as Oswald Cobblepot morphing into Pingu. And you all feel a little bit nauseous as...
The horror
as Danny DeVito melts into this claymation penguin.
Slowly I turn to all of them and just... And making eye contact with them all, just go... Meep, meep!
And a little, Ozan, you see a little window pop up in front of you that says, achievement unlocked, one of us.
I don't know what that means. Let's go find a virtual flare gun, boys. We're burning down the internet.
Okay. So I think we should drop the video in a couple of different places. So I think the news is good. Just drop it in, like, a load of journalists' inboxes.
Should we do that second, though, to your plan?
Yeah, I also think, like, the equivalent of YouTube and then somewhere that's a little bit... Yes.
Can we make copies and split up so that we can like cover more ground fast?
I was thinking that
copies would be quite easy to transfer to each other's personal personal computers within the sim.
Pax, press a few buttons and flings them out, or do I have to go to a terminal?
No, I think that's fairly simple to send a data file to another user.
Okay. Beep boop beep boop beep boop beep. There you go.
And the rest of you just get a little notification on the sort of top right of your vision where you see this file has appeared.
That's quite interesting. I still think we should share it in places and we should give it to journalists. But why don't we just like start chucking it around as we walk around? Like just give it to anyone we pass.
We might come across somebody who's a bad guy there.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm, yeah.
We'd also be a walking virus, essentially.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's be viruses. Steal everyone's personal information and sell it to Cambridge Analytica.
Previously topical.
Yeah, we are about a year behind that.
Yeah.
We're dressing up as Pingu, so we're 20 years behind what's cool now.
Just quickly, Tom, I want to just check. When you started saying, like, Danny DeVito, Emperor Penguins, Rockhopper Penguins, had you just Googled penguins to see what you could find?
No, genuinely, I could name you three types of penguin. One of them would be Oswald Cobblepot. The other is Emperor Penguins, and the other is Rockhopper Penguins. I couldn't name you another type
of penguin. Okay, fair enough.
I'm sure there's more than two.
Why don't we check this in?
you see a little notification above you after you say that, and it just says... There are 17 species of penguin, each slightly different.
Why is it a Pokedex?
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, apparently they're all weak to polar bears.
Polar bear used more. It wiped out.
Super effective.
Okay, so we've all got the file. Shall we split up into groups of two? Fucking two of us go. Yeah. two of us go to YouTube or Reddit or something. Two of us go to News World.
I'll go News World.
I'll go along to News World as well.
Okay, I will take Murder Penguin and go to Tube first.
I mean, right now he's just Penguin.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking ahead.
Okay, so who do you want to do first?
D4 and Pax. We haven't seen those two together. I want to see how this dynamic works.
Excellent. Okay, so D4 and Pax, you walk to the bottom end of the to the lobby where you see a little shuttle for News World. You walk towards the glass-fronted building at the end, which you quickly realise to be a church. Then you go to, you find eventually the aperture for the door labelled News World. As you go through there, you're instantly teleported onto a shuttle, which shoots out and fires across the sim. Quite quickly, after about five minutes or so of travelling across the sim, which, as you look out of the windows of this shuttle, it's almost like a cross between stars and data code all flying past you, and the code zooms past the shuttle at such speeds that it almost looks like galaxies passing by the windows of your spaceship. And eventually you slow down very quickly and come into a sector of the sim known as News World. It's actually quite a big place. It's more than one planet, but your first destination as you touch down is a place called AM News, which you would know is probably the biggest news channel in the galaxy.
This seems like the place to go.
Yeah. Unless all this time I've been poking D4 and asking him if it hurts him.
It doesn't hurt, but you do feel it, bizarrely. The advisors have an ability to trick your brain into feeling the impact from his pokes.
I repeat this every single time he pokes me.
I suggest so now. And I forget 2 minutes later and poke him again.
Does Pax have, like, significant short-term memory loss?
I think he's got brain damage.
Okay. As the shuttle lands, you can see a faint force field slowly closing over the spaceship. You have landed on an asteroid in the middle of what seems to be this data version of space, and built into the side of this asteroid is a large glass building. It looks quite new. It looks very well designed, almost as if money wasn't really an expense. And inside, you can see a lobby with a couple of reception desks behind them.
Are there receptionists?
You can see a small figure sat behind one of the desks.
Let's approach them.
There is a small, mild-mannered-looking dendu behind the desk who is wearing a waistcoat and a tie. And he looks up at you and says, "Good afternoon, sirs. How can I help you?"
"We've got something here that's going to blow the lid off everything and break the internet, but not literally. Break the sim, not the internet."
I'm sorry, sir.
Breaking news, if you will.
Oh, you have a story.
No, we have the story.
It's a good story.
It's very, very, very good.
Well, I can definitely give you an email address to the inboxes.
Man, you don't understand. And I chuck him the video to his datapad.
He receives that and he doesn't look at it. And he sort of... I'm afraid I don't have any jurisdiction over the current affairs. But again, I can send you the right contact details.
Send it to your boss, or I'll poke you.
He looks a bit taken aback by that.
Oh, they're playing hardball.
I mean, I can definitely forward it on. That's absolutely fine.
I'd highly recommend you watch it first.
What manner of news is this?
There's no time for this. Let's just run into the main office, wherever that is. What's around me? Is there a lift or something, or an entrance to the...
So there is a set of... At the far end of the lobby is a glass wall, which through it you can see a large circular newsroom lined with hundreds of televisions and dozens of people tapping away at computers, walking around with tablet computers on the telephone, behind a set of double doors just at the end of the lobby.
I smash my head through the double doors.
You run up to the double doors and give them a good hit, and they don't react. You bounce off them.
Can I try and send the video through to the people on the other side?
You can. By default, that doesn't work. You just get an error message. Sir, I appreciate that you feel as though your story is news, but everybody feels their story is news, and we have a complicated vetting process of what gets into the media.
I believe what my colleague is trying to say is that we'd really like to speak to someone more senior.
If you could just elucidate on what the actual news contained, then maybe I could help.
I can't remember. But I know it's juicy.
It's breaking news that implicates a CEO in a major plot.
A CEO?
He's the head of a major corporation.
Which major corporation would this be?
Let me check my notes.
Revesis.
Roll a quick persuasion check.
That is... I'm not very charismatic. That's a 13.
With the mention of Revesis, he does seem to start to take you a little bit more seriously. If you just please take a seat in the lobby, I can call up my manager who might be able to squeeze you in.
Can I roll an insight check to see if there's any link between Revesis and this news corporation?
Yes, of course, ma'am.
This may have been a huge mistake. Oh, I rolled an 8 anyway, so I have no idea.
Are you doing, like, just out of curiosity, are you doing insight here to check him as a person, or are you just more checking your knowledge of the world?
My knowledge of the world, to see if...
I mean, not that you know of. Not that you know of is there a link between AM News and Revesis.
Let me just Google this on the sim, or whatever the equivalent of Google is.
Okay, so you pull up your wrist computer. Roll a quick computers check.
Oh, balls. You should be rolling this, and I should be rolling the other one.
Or investigation, if you want.
I got a 9, so it's not...
Yeah, again, not that you can really tell. Basically, there's a series of about 10 or 12 what are called mega-corporations who are... borderline superpowers in their own right, and they are quite well known to not interact with each other on a business level too much. So from what you can tell, because Revesis is one, and you know that Altai Media Corporation is another, and Altai Media own AM News.
Oh, okay, good. So they're a competitor.
They don't cross over too much. Altai Media are mainly based in media, news, telecoms, communications, infrastructure, those kind of things. Whereas Revesis are based more around technology, manufacturing. But they all own dozens and dozens of subsidiaries.
Okay.
But yeah, from what you can tell, there's no crossover there. But the dendu's behind the desk, he just directs you to a seat in the lobby just to wait while he rings up to his manager. At the same time, Ozan and Jefferson, how's it going at your end?
You know when you mentioned that there are loads of different worlds?
Yeah.
Like, how many can we see?
As in a number?
No, I mean like, what ones, like, can stand out from where we are? You mentioned, like, a short list.
Oh, yeah, so there's a few. They were just examples. There's pretty much a world for most things that you would want to find. It's a huge internet simulation that's been going for dozens of years. The most interesting ones are probably information-based ones. There's a place called the Repository that you can see, which is the repository for... pretty much most of the information which is stored on the sim. There's also Planet Wiki, but that used to be an information-based planet, but it's actually now the most dangerous place on the sim, given that anyone could edit the source code. And the tectonic activity alone made the planet unstable over 100 years ago, and the whole planet's erupted into volcanic waste. But it's actually quite an active PvP battle zone for Cybermancers now.
Mm.
Okay,
battles.
So when you say the repository is, like, where the information is kept, is that somewhere where people put information, or...?
It's essentially a digital data archive. It's almost like the online equivalent, from what you can tell. It's like the online equivalent of a library, where different pieces of information, exhibits, artifacts are sort of kept. But as well as that, there's others... worlds dedicated again to sports, to video games, films, cat videos.
Is there a realm dedicated to just like user created video content?
Yeah, there's definitely a platform for people to upload their own videos. Most of it is live, dominated by live video streams, POV streams of what people are seeing within the sim. A lot of famous people stream their own POV across the sim. But there is also places where you can upload videos to archives, and people search those for like things like how-to videos and...
Hang on. John, you're a celebrity, aren't you?
I am a celebrity.
Is there like a fan like subreddit for him?
Yeah, is there a Jefferson Night Planet?
Because if we need to get information out to people, we can Kylie Jenner this shit.
Is it just full of slash fiction?
If I log in to the POV for celebrities, can I see how many people tune in to watch what I'm looking at?
So you can do a quick search. I mean, I hate you, but that's good. I hate you.
While he's doing that, Tom, can I jump down to the Mad Max for Nerds planet?
Yeah. I mean, you can jump down onto Planet Wiki if you want.
I'm just going where we'll both have most reach, my man. you're reaching with your fans, I'll reach them with violence.
So, Jefferson, you do a quick search, you Google yourself, and you don't have your own planet, but there is an article on you on a large, is essentially Bounty Hunter World. There is an article based on you there, and a few different files, your photo, couple of slash fictions, that kind of thing.
So if I go to the POV world and I log in and give people access to what I see.
Yeah. So that's a feature. You can broadcast your own vision as
so if I do that,
channel.
Can I see how many people are watching?
Yeah, you do that, and currently no one is watching.
Okay, wait a bit. I assume people need to notice.
Yeah. I mean, that's not to say people won't watch, but it's an inactive channel. You've never done it before. No one would have any reason to think you're about to broadcast.
Yeah, we've got no subscribers.
Find someone who's really active and just like poke at them, and then like that'll divert people over to you, and then they'll start looking at your shit.
Okay, can I like turn my POV to selfie mode?
Yeah. There's a third person mode. Yeah.
Okay. And just announce that I have. I've come out of retirement. You know, Jefferson Knight is done, Heidi, in the Outer Lands, and I've got some news to share.
Okay. Are you sharing this news or?
No, I'm not yet. So I'm going to say I've got some news to share. I'm going to share it in. I'm going to say half an hour.
Okay. So you pin that video to your feed. So Ozan, you jump through the aperture to Planet Wiki. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm straight up making Planet Fall like.
So. Ozan, you basically jump through this aperture and find yourself shooting across the galaxy. I'm gonna give you inspiration for that. I like that. Also, Jefferson, I like your use of the celebrity background, so you should have some inspiration as well. Ozan, you superhero landing on this planet, and it is a volcanic waste. The sky has been torched black. There are clouds of a dark brown, and magma is shooting out of the earth all around you into rocky outcroppings. Rivers of lava are pouring down the side of the mountains, and it's a very desolate, barren place.
So it's a penguin's natural environment.
Especially a claymation one.
Especially in 2019. Climate change is real, folks. I keep a weather eye on the horizon for those sneaky, sneaky polar bears.
In the distance, you see a brief green flash of light, followed by another blue flash of light. And there are two figures flying through the sky, firing beams of energy at each other. And after a short while, they both land on a mountainside and continue firing these beams of energy. And one of them, you can see, waves his arms and half of the landscape crushes the other figure in an avalanche of rock.
Cool. I pick up a rock And I slowly, fairly nonchalantly, waddle over to the pair of guys.
In front of you, in a little window, you see a message appear saying, a little paperclip appears and says, "It looks like you're about to murder someone. Would you like to enable PvP?"
I click no. I won't be told what to do by a paperclip.
Okay, so you walk over to these figures. One of them is currently trying to dodge dozens of rocks falling down the mountain towards him.
Okay, so I sort of throw the rock at him. Not in a I want to throw this rock to brain you sort of way, but kind of like, you know, when you throw a pebble at a window to get someone's attention. Kind of like that.
Yeah, when you throw a pebble at someone's head to get their attention.
Not their head, but like just like at their arm, just sort of like it's not like I've not like picked up a brick. It's like I've got like a handful of stones, like just hey.
You throw this pebble, and it sails harmlessly through the other figure. You can see this figure is a human with long dreadlocks down his back. And a long beard. He's wearing a black exoskeleton, and seems to be quite leather-bound, wearing quite a skin-tight leather suit underneath this exoskeleton.
Hey, Rusty Gimp. Hey.
He turns to you and looks a bit taken aback by this giant claymation penguin just appearing out of nowhere. And he looks at you and doesn't really know what to say. As he's looking at you, a bolt of energy hits him in the side of the head. And he goes flying across and lands crumpled into the side of the mountain, motionless. And his body starts to evaporate into nothingness. And looking over, you see the other figure, a Kesh, climbing out of the rubble, his hands glowing with energy.
Okay, I waddle over to him and throw a couple of pebbles at and go, hey, blue guy.
He fires these energy bolts at you, and they go straight through you. They don't seem to hit.
Hey, blue guy, what is he, something cool?
He pauses for a moment.
Follow me, and I just sort of waddle off, and I'm keeping my eye in the distance for any more kind of flashes of light.
Okay, is this something you're going to be repeating? Is this a...
Oh yeah, I've got my handful of pebbles, and I'm just going to be walking along, finding weirdos, just fighting, and I'm just going to be chucking pebbles at them, just being like, "Stop, want to see something cool?" I'm trying to start like a weird wiki cult. you know, at the beginning of the Matrix, where they like follow the white rabbit, they're going to be like,
So after about 15 minutes, can I post another update on my POV?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whilst we're watching this weird penguin Wikipedia cult form.
Before you do that, Aaron, can you just roll a quick persuasion check for me?
Sure. Can I use my inspiration for that?
You can, yeah.
So I've got an 18 and a 19. Oh. I post. Asian is plus 2, so that is a 21.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, Jefferson, what are you up to?
So I'm going to send out another update that says, so I'm back in the bounty hunting game, and I've been following the Epsilon ship, try and find out what's going there, try and catch those guys and bring them to justice. And then, you know, I'm going to hashtag that Epsilon shift, hashtag Callistus, hashtag remember the Callistus.
Nice.
Post. I'm glad you like that.
Yeah, that was a deep cut reference there. I think I enjoyed it. Cool. Okay. So yes, you're building your little building a little social media following based on your celebrity. Back at the News Corporation, what's going on here?
I'm just sitting poking D4.
As you're sat there, the receptionist comes back over to you and he says,
"Can I just before that? Can I write down on like you would do for someone who suffers from dementia? Maybe write down." On a whiteboard, that it's all fine.
Like you memento or something.
Yeah, yeah. Just a constant reminder that poking me, I can feel in the real world, but it's all bad. It's okay. Remember to drink lots of water.
He leads you up to a circular glass office. He takes you through the newsroom where people are running around quite frantically, going about their jobs within the sim. He takes you up a set of curved glass stairs into an office with a glass curved window that gives a panoramic view of the planetoid that you're currently on. There's a large curved desk facing away from you, surveying the scene, and in it sits another Dendu. It's a female wearing a smart power suit with big shoulder pads, and she has white eyes with a nose almost flattened into slits, with long pink tentacles running down her back. She looks up at you and, "Ah, okay, so you're the two making trouble in reception. How can I help?"
"Did your receptionist send you the video that we shared with them?"
I'm afraid not. Can you make this quick? I'm rather busy.
"It's about Venom Page, and then I just send the video to her datapad."
She looks down at her datapad, brings up the video and starts watching it. Just confirm what's in the video as you remember it.
He kills the captain, doesn't he, of the Callistus, and then he says something about some woman.
If you can't tell her, if she can't get the code, tell her to rip it out. That's what she said.
Good memory. Yeah. That is what she said.
Yeah. I listened to that about 50 times whilst editing it, so...
She looks at this, and there's the look on her face basically changes slowly from kind of uninterested into quite aghast, really. She looks up at you and says, "Where did you get this?"
We were part of the maintenance team on the Callistus. We survived in an escape pod.
She looks you up and down and gives you a knowing smile. "Oh, you're the one who kicked the head across the deck, aren't you?"
"Damn it, I should have worn a penguin costume to conceal my identity."
"Do you say that out loud?"
"Yes."
She gives you a bit of a wry smile at that and holds out a hand to shake your hand and says, "My name is Vedrila Self. I am the head of current affairs here. And I think I have the power to take this video galaxy-wide, if you'll agree to work with me."
"I agree, but how many credits?"
She smiles again and says, "Well, this is a story. I'll pay you 1,000 credits for this right now if it's an exclusive story."
"Make it 2 and I'll give you an interview."
She laughs at that and says, "I like your style. Roll a persuasion."
"Okay."
"With advantage, because you want to do an interview."
"Okay. It's a 12.
1,500 and I retain exclusivity."
"I don't know what that means, but yes, you have yourself a deal."
"It means you're not allowed to give anyone else this story or this footage. It remains sole property of AM Media News and we will have all rights over its distribution."
"Yeah, right.
You have to agree that it does go galaxy-wide."
"Oh, that we can do. Here at the AM News Corporation, we are the purveyors of the finest truths, facts, and the occasional good bit of storytelling." She types into her computer, "Just bear with me one second." And after about 10 seconds or so of searching around, she says, "We may have a slight problem. I'm happy to honour my end of the deal, but it appears your compadre Jefferson is gearing up for a big announcement on his end of the sim. Now, I am happy to take this galaxy-wide, however, that I would require him to call a bit of a stop to his announcement, or at least direct it towards us."
We could do that if you add another 1,000 credits. 2,500. What do you think, D4?
I think 2,000... sounds just fine.
Okay. Well, half now, and then I'll call Jefferson. And
darling, we live in an age of data. Just give him a fucking call. And we can do the
whole deal now. Okay. I can call.
Yes. Yes,
you just can. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying that to her. Yes, you can.
Can I use your phone?
My friend here doesn't understand the world of data. I call Jefferson on my sci-fi headset / through the internet.
Jefferson, you see a call on your end.
"Hello?
Jefferson, what are you doing with this announcement? You need to redirect it. We have a big story that's going to blow it possibly beyond your fan base in terms of scale."
"What, you mean how many people are watching?
About 308.
Yeah, I guess she might have a slightly memory.
Which, to be honest, for half an hour is pretty good going.
Yeah, I suppose.
You're really going to disappoint your fan base now when you don't post anything now.
Well, it's posting them too. It's amazing news. It's a double whammy.
Can I talk to whoever it is, wherever you're talking?
I'm assuming through the miracle of technology, then yes. I'll put her on loudspeaker.
Yeah, you're fine.
Or Jeff is on loudspeaker.
This is Vedrilia Smith. Not Smith. It's fucking not Smith at all.
Are you okay? Are you having a crisis?
Every day, darling. This is Vedrilia Self. How can I help?
Right. So, I mean, I'm fine with the whole idea of you broadcasting. Obviously, you have a bigger fan base than me. But I kind of need to know that we're going to, like, it's going to sync up so I can be like, here's my big announcement. And then it goes over to you. So can we do that? Can we line up our schedules?
I'm sure that's feasible. How long until you've said you're making your announcement?
I'm going to guess it's about 5 to 10 minutes. Do you need longer than that?
She mulls it over and she says she can probably make it happen. She gives a couple of clicks and a couple of other journalists come out and she whispers something into their ears and sends them the file. And she looks back at you, D4, and speaks into the speakerphone. We can make that happen.
Cool. Yeah. Well, in that case, give me the nod when you're ready, and I will direct everyone over to you, and you can do your thing.
You work out the minutiae, and basically, in about 15 minutes, they'll launch a breaking news story from their platform.
Should Jefferson get some kind of like buyout or a celebrity appearance fee for this?
Don't push it.
Okay.
Before we do make the broadcast, however, I will need you to sign this. And she flicks you a little contract to sign. Just you looking at it. It looks like a fairly standard rights release for the footage.
Can I put in a clause that says that if this does not get broadcast for any reason, I am allowed to share it wherever I like?
She's happy to add that in. She acknowledges. She basically tells you that legally that wouldn't stand up, and her lawyers are much better than yours. But she's happy to put that in.
Can we also add in the broadcast that to exonerate the Epsilon shift, which is us, to prove that we're innocent? That being a clause?
She smiles again and says, that's not really how the media works. We can say that evidence has come to light which could potentially exonerate you, but we are not a legal entity. We can't make claims like that.
Okay, I'm fine with this now. So whenever you're ready, I will make my big announcement.
Okay. About 15 minutes later, Jefferson, is that how you playing that?
So I'm going to say. So here's my big news about my hunt for the Epsilon shift in search of the people responsible for the destruction of the HWBC Callistus. I am part of the Epsilon shift, and we did nothing wrong. We actually were working to defend the ship when Venom Page and a group of Lorendi attacked us. I'm going to send you over to AM Broadcasting, who we've given the footage to, because they have a bigger reach than we do. So fuck you, Venom.
Nice touch.
That goes over to... that only goes out to... She's not too bothered, really. That only goes out to just over 300 people, your bit. Whereas she's going to broadcast this across the galaxy. D4 Pax, what you see is... down in the newsroom, you see a camera crew all circling around, and then it goes to a live feed of a newsreader who's speaking directly into the camera, who says, thank you for joining us here at AM News. We are interrupting this scheduled programming for breaking news which claims to exonerate the Epsilon shift in the destruction of the HWBC's Callistus, and furthermore possibly implicate high-level CEO Venom Page of Revesis in the destruction or some part thereof. And a little picture of Venom Page appears in a sort of square next to her head. The following footage may disturb some viewers, however, journalists at AM News have found this exclusive scoop, and it switches to the footage of Venom Page executing the captain on board the Callistus, which shows for about 30 seconds. The news story carries on and basically unfolds, talking about the potential implications here. And they have an interview with an expert who they've cobbled together at the last minute, who was clearly on the property anyway. It's an expert in economics or something who really has no relevant experience, but it's the best they could do at short notice. And back in the office, Virgilia smiles at you and says, "Thank you very much for that. I'm sure that'll be ratings hit. If you do have anything else, please do feel free to give me a call." And she pings you her contact details on her computer. And after a couple of seconds, she taps in a couple of digits into her Palm computer, and 2,000 credits appear in your account, Pax.
He does a little dance and he sends 500 credits out to D4, Ozen, and Jefferson. "Enjoy, guys.
Penguin skins for life."
All 17 variety.
And now, if you do excuse me, something tells me this is going to be quite a busy day. And she goes back to her desk. She does try and book in a little bit of time with you, Pax, and D4, to do that interview. Three other Dendu come out doing camera lights and makeup. They sit you down and carry out a brief interview about your side of the story. And D4 and Pax, you're there on the set with the lights glaring in your eyes. The interviewer looks over into her and says, "I'm here with Pax and D4 from the Epsilon Shift, known terrorist group, allegedly. Pax, D4, please tell me, what happened on that fateful night?"
"I think the video evidence speaks for itself. What's the interviewer's name?"
"Nevia."
I think the evidence speaks for itself, Nevia. We're clearly exonerated in this, and I feel the terrorist label that we've received has been very falsely attributed.
"And some critics are drawing attention to Pax's reported launching of a severed head across the deck of the Callistus as incriminating, or at least circumstantial evidence that you may not be as innocent as you may seem."
"It's pretty awesome though, right? I'm sure you can agree."
"I think what Pax is trying to say is that in the heat of battle, one can't be responsible for their actions."
Finally, if I may ask, we live in an age of data, and many people will try and claim that these videos are falsified. Is there anything you would have to say about that?"
"I'd say if you check the footage, you'll find it's legitimate."
"Well, I'm sure
when people fake, you can generally track, find out, look into the archives and see where it's been edited. There'll be no such tampering."
"I definitely did not tamper with the footage of me kicking the head."
"Have you any last words to say before we sign off?"
"Put the camera on me a second. Where is it?"
"Yeah, the camera's definitely on you."
"Right. Venom Page, this is to you." And I draw my finger across my throat.
I was mainly talking to D4. Oh,
I just keep drawing my finger across my throat and looking into the camera. Deadpan.
"Yes, Venom Page. Fuck you."
The news feed cuts, and Nevia looks at it. "Well, thank you for that. I'm sure it was very enlightening, and with a bit of light editing, I'm sure that'll go down a storm." Can you both just roll straight charisma checks? Pax, can you do yours with disadvantage?
Oh, Christ. First one was a natural 20. 16.
Okay.
Mine's a 9.
Okay, that has no immediate effect. I'm just making a note of it. Okay, so you're ushered out of the AM Media Corporation and presumably back to the lobby. What are the rest of you guys doing?
I'm partway through my Forrest Gump's running cult, so there's that.
Yeah, what are you doing with it?
Depends on the result of my persuasion roll. I rolled pretty high. Have I got a decent following of guys?
You did, and you've... I mean, people are mainly there to have PvP combat, but yeah, you've gathered a bit of a crowd of people who are just really curious about this penguin-skinned avatar moseying around the most dangerous sector of the sim.
Okay, so I want to sort of scan the environment and try and find the tallest mountain or hill
okay.
that I can see in the area.
Yeah,
and I'm heading straight for that. I'm heading straight for the top of that.
Meanwhile, I'm so curious. I have no idea where this is going.
How is this panning out?
I'm heading right to the top of this mountain. And you know the blue guy who was like the first guy that I saw?
Uh-huh.
Is he near kind of the front of this crowd? Like, how many people are we talking about?
I'm going to say you've got about 15 to 20 people with you.
Okay, cool. So I sort of beckon him over with my penguin wing flipper. Is it a flipper?
I think flipper's right.
I'm a space proctologist, not a space zoologist. so I beckon him over and I say to him, hey, blue guy, I like your hustle. You,
He says, thanks.
Don't talk, you're wrong.
sorry.
So, you know what my two favorite letters are in the English language?
Q and,
What did I say about talking, kid? You bother me.
Okay.
It's A and V. I love those audios and visuals, kid. How good are you at putting things up on a big screen?
My mom says I'm pretty good at it, AV. She always asks me to sort the technology in the house.
Okay. So, I got this little thing here. Can now we get to the top of this hill? I don't know why I'm talking in this voice. I don't know if we produce it. But, when we get to the top of this hill, you can do some technology stuff, put this up on a big screen so all the nice people here can see it.
Yeah.
You're my boy, Blue. You're my boy. I slap him on the shoulder with my flipper wing, and I pass him the thing, and I get him to set it all up.
Okay, yeah, he sets it up quite easily, just projecting a video. That's quite simple.
Okay, so I turn to the crowd, and I say to them in my best Lawrence Fishburne voice, "What if I told you everything you knew was a lie?" Just impressive. Okay, tough crowd. What if I told you our democracy has been hacked? What if I told you I thought we were more of an autonomous collective anyway?
You see a pebble fly towards you and zoom through your forehead.
Hey, that's my thing. Anyway, for too long, mainstream media has been lying to you. For too long, the corporations have been in your pockets, in your phones, and in your heads. Blue, put it on the screen.
What's he put? Is he putting the video on the screen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he does that, yep.
This is corporate America. I mean, corporate galaxy, everyone. This is the CEO of a major, major multi-galactic corporation exercising his will on you, the little people. A small business. Just trying to get by, and they muscle in with their money and their goons and their liberal agendas, turning the frogs gay. And I don't
know which side you're on.
That's the beauty of it. I'm on everyone's side.
This feels like it's getting away from me.
basically, I'm turning this into 4chan. So we've got the mainstream media covered, and then we've got all the radical idiots who are going to go wild on the internet with stuff, so we get full penetration on this.
Okay, I can dig that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want this to have, like, the whole QAnon Pizzagate spin to it.
So, yeah, you've got a couple of dozen people there watching this, sort of murmuring to themselves. There's some chat about it going up on the forums, stuff like that.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to whip up a really dark corner of the internet to just sort of, you know, get all the bases covered.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly safe bet. You've not had massive exposure, but with a bit of time, and it might get there. I mean, it's probably going to be overshadowed by the AM news broadcast, but there's deep penetration.
Cool. I've done Pingu at Mount Sinai, handing down his commandments of mistrust of the mainstream media and the globalist intergalactic corporations. So
does that achievement pop up? Pingu at Mount Sinai.
Another achievement pops up for you, Aaron, and it says he's not the Messiah.
Excellent.
Back in the lobby, Pax and D4, you see an image appear through the window of the church on your left, and there is, inside there is a group of people sat in a circle holding little boxes with two handles on, and a picture of a penguin on a hill having stones thrown at him appears. And this penguin is trudging up the hill while people are throwing stones at him, and the text below it just it says the Messiah has returned, and that besides it says the Church of Mercerism beside it.
Mercerism.
Excellent.
Okay.
The Passion of the Pingu.
Can I just quickly, Ozan, do you have that? You probably don't remember doing this, but you took a photo of the Lurendi ship that destroyed the Callistus. Do you remember that? Using your robot eye.
Oh, yeah. Can I call you back and kind of in the middle of starting a religion?
Well, can you just, like, send me over the image?
Yeah, sure. I'll have to frame it as some sort of miracle. These guys are eating this shit up. Okay, so yeah, I turn to the crowd and say, behold, one of my disciples has contacted me, and I am ready to share my knowledge with him directly. And I'm gonna like think about the picture, and then a little envelope will pop up above my head, and then a little buffering circle, and then a little caption saying sent.
Jefferson, you get that file. Just going to jump in there and say you get that file.
So that had the name of the ship in a language we didn't understand, right?
It did, yeah.
Can I find just a terminal with like a that says translations?
Yeah, very, very
something
easily.
Like that.
Yeah, very easily. You run this image through the translator software in the terminals, and it comes up with a translation of the Shattered Tower.
The Shattered Tower. So the name of the ship that destroyed the Callistus was the Shattered Tower. And what language is that in again?
Nesive.
Can I just...
Which is the language of the Eldorai and the Lurendi.
Okay, can I just send that image with the translation over to What's-A-Face from AM?
Yeah, definitely. You ping that straight over.
With a note that says, this is the name of the ship that destroyed the Callistus.
Okay, yep, that sends over. There's nothing massively incriminating in the photo, it's just a photo of a ship.
But does it have a time frame?
There'll be a timestamp in the metadata, I suppose, yeah.
So just with a note that say this, the timestamp of this image corresponds roughly with the destruction. The time of the destruction of the Callistus.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could definitely be supporting evidence in that. It's definitely nothing conclusive because it doesn't prove where it was, but I definitely think it helps.
Do these ships have like serial numbers on them? And are they registered somewhere?
Yeah, ships do tend to all have transponders in them, and they're registered to sort of central authorities.
Is there a serial number in sight, or is that?
Can we find the DVLA?
The SDVLA. You can look, try and look that up on the computer terminals, definitely, to try and find out what information you can find about the ship itself.
That.
So who's doing this?
I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
Good answer.
So roll a computers check.
I am going to use my inspiration. I got a natural 20.
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah, I did.
What was your first roll, a natural 1?
No, the first roll was a 12. That's but I've got a minus 1, so I thought I'd try harder.
I mean...
We've broken him.
I break him so regularly.
I have tears of information. Oh, you bastards. So, you, by some miracle, managed to find the records of the Shattered Tower, its registration info, and you find a couple of interesting bits of information based on it. The ship was a one-off build. It wasn't part of a particular class or type of spaceship. And it was originally designed by a individual called Rosetchi Naru. about 6 years ago. And Rezeki Naru was arrested after he designed the ship, but before construction ever began. The ship was purchased by a representative of the Lorendi Imperium, and the manifest shows that the ship is registered to the planet of Lorenjar. Genuinely, I wrote different tiers of information for this, and obviously I've just got to read them all off because the whole Nat 20 thing. The ship was purchased for an extremely nominal value, using various different tax loops and various credit schemes, which were subsequently written off. It was purchased for not much more than a family car. And ownership was transferred to an individual called Zemir Ervos. Public records show that the transponder signal assigned to that ship was last pinged at an asteroid in the mid-expanse. And that's about it.
Cool. I'm pretty pleased with that. That's some good knowledge.
Yeah, you kind of aced that role then.
Some good truth bombs right there. Should we leave the sim now? I'm bored.
Let's go and kill that.
Yeah, let's...
ship. Right.
Let's go get... Let's,
I mean, just kicking off.
Yeah, well, you need to leave some mystery in it, don't you? You can't just start a religion and keep it going.
You
need
you can to come back 3 days later.
And then you can leave again and promise to come back again later. At non-specified time.
Make sure it's a long weekend so then people get holidays in 2,000 years' time.
I point into the middle distance and say, oh no, the Romans, and then while everyone's back, they run away.
So you can leave. I mean, can I
also, apart from the bits about where that ship is, basically I want to transfer the history of that ship, like, so its design, its, like, who bought it, the fact that it was bought in a fairly dodgy way, and who the ownership is transferred to. I want to send all of that to that woman as well. I don't want to send her where it is. That's for us.
Okay, so looking up the location of this asteroid, you can find the coordinates of where it is. You don't find much information about what's there, but you find one reference to the asteroid in an old Revesis R&D dossier. In terms of who it's registered to, Zemir Ervos, you can do a little digging on him if you wish.
Sure.
So, you don't find much, but you manage to find some redacted copies of military records from the Lorendi Imperium. The photo shows an old Nesive man with dark blue skin. The most recent photo of him is taken several decades ago. Shows a soldier in his early 300s-ish. His hair's extremely cropped, very short, and his face is covered in scars. He's missing an eye, which has been replaced with a sort of computer system, a bit like Ozan's. According to his record, he's been decorated for dozens of battles, served in several campaigns in the Kashite Wars and the fall of the Armari. And he rose to fame a few hundred years ago as quite a decorated soldier. He was honourably discharged over 100 years ago, and the most recent record show him as being involved in paramilitary activity and paramilitary factions on Lorenjar.
Cool. I log out.
So you bring up the little box, the box room, and the door appears. And you walk in, and presumably you press the red button on the plinth.
Before we go, is there an online shop for weaponry that get delivered to a certain place?
Yeah. I mean, you can have things delivered to you, but the shop's on Rith where you can do that, and you can just pick them up, or you can try and get something delivered, but you'd have to stay on Rith until it arrived. Anything you bought.
Oh, yeah, no, get out of there. Yeah.
Do we not have Prime...
It would be quick. Be an hour or so, I think.
Just got these 500 credits.
Yeah, but we need to get the ship fixed.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. All right. Yeah, let's go.
Cool.
And paint the ship as well. We've got some new paint.
New paint.
So you all leave, and as you wake up, you see Prim stood by the window, looking out of the window into the alleyway, quite nervously. She turns around to you and sees you as you wake up, and she looks at you and goes, oh, what was the voice?
He was deep south or Scottish. They're your two voices.
Ah, she looks at you and says, "Oh, geez, God, thank God you're awake. It's Celix. She just called in to say she's seen a group of Revis' security forces over at the landing pad. Korchev checked the transmissions. It sounds like they've trapped the Luciola from the docks. There's been all sorts of things over the news. Something about video and Venom Page. I think they tracked it back to Rith. They must have an alert on the transponder on you guys from when you appeared in the docks records."
"Well, boys, you know what? I'm going to let Ozan say it about going to kill stuff.
I think we should talk to them."
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Let's kill them and all their families.
And I also say to Prim. So I mean, whilst you were looking out the window and everything, did Ben go near us? Were you paying attention to that? Can I taste anything odd in my mouth? Like
no. There's no signs of interference.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you so much.
Ben, you are a gentleman.
Oh, professionals, what I is. You wait till I'm off the clock, sunshine.
Shall we go back to the ship?
Yeah, did they say how many there were of them at the docks?
Oh, wait, we can talk to them now anyway, can't we?
No, there's a small group, but they look pretty heavily armed. As they're looking for trouble. With that, you hear a voice on a megaphone from outside the sim dive, and it shouts through the window, "This is the Revis' security forces. You are under arrest. Come out with your hands up and lay your weapons on the ground."
I'm going to, just open the door a little bit and just shout out, "Under arrest on whose authority?"
"On the authority of the Revis' Corporation. Exit the building and lay your weapons on the floor."
"I do not recognize the authority of private security. You could all kindly fuck off."
"Can I ask Ben to call the Rith authorities, whatever they might be, the public sector?"
"He says they'll be with you in 4 to 8 weeks.
Tom, just out of curiosity, can I do the point of view broadcast outside of the sim?
Not without some specialist equipment that you don't have with you.
You have to a sim armband or something, don't you?
Well, you'd probably need some kind of camera or something like that.
Fair enough.
"This is your last warning. Come out and place your weapons on the ground, or we will use force."
"Well, boys, it looks like it's that time again. I draw my flare gun.
I summon my weapons."
And I shout out the window, "I think, just on a rough count of what we feel like doing, a rough show of hands, you're going to have to go ahead and use force. Although, Ben, do you mind?"
"Yeah, try not to break anything."
"If we break anything, we'll pay for it. If they break anything, they'll pay for it. Do you guys agree to that?"
Can I shout something out the window?"
"Yeah, by all means."
"Okay, I'm going to go to the window and I'm going to shout, "Do any of you have phones? Do any of you have phones?"
They look at each other a bit confused.
Do any of you have phones? I feel like I'm talking to my fucking self here. Jesus Christ. I know you're a private military firm. There's no reason to be rude."
One of them responds and says, "Come outside and we can talk.
You might want to talk to your families. Say goodbye, because we're going to kill you all."
"Oh, you were doing a bit."
"I was.
I didn't realise you were doing a bit."
"I was doing a bit, guys. It's hilarious."
He's speaking through the microphone. We can do this again.
No. It's fine. I'm just going to murder you and make orphans of your children. It's cool. Bye, guys. See you in a second. Bye. Bye.
Am I able to email someone with my sim unit?"
No. Well, I would say that you could, but you're going to go into initiative here and then it'd start taking up your actions.
Well, whilst he was doing that, can I just email again what's a face and just say Revis' personnel attacking Epsilon Shift at Simdive?
I'd say that's fine. Yeah, I like that.
I just feel like she would be interested in that. You know, they released this footage of Revis' security personnel released this footage of Revis' CEO killing a captain of a Infinity Core ship, and then just so happens the people that had that footage get attacked by Revis' security.
Yep, I like that.
A new religion's messiah is being silenced by an aggressive military authority.
There's religious persecution going on.
And with that, can you all roll initiative?